Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ricky. May I please have your email address so that I can access your account, please?
Certainly. jtheriotmerchant@gmail.com.
You said, can you spell it for me? I have J.
J T H E R I O T M E R C H A N T @gmail.com.
Thanks so much for your information. May I have that first and last name, please?
Jacqueline Merchant.
Thanks so much for your information as well. I was able to locate that account for propertyrecord.com. And how may I help you today?
Okay, yeah, I was charged $23.95, and I don't know what this is for.
Okay. So I apologize for the misunderstanding. You were charged a dollar deposit for our $23.95 discount package, which actually buys you 25 report credits per month. But if you don't require this service, I can cancel that account for you. Cancel should be effective immediately. Would you like me to do that for you?
Absolutely. Where would this have come from? What? I'm thinking, remember, I did a search, just like a dollar search or something,
yes,
like
ma'am.
That. Is that what you
mm-hmm.
said? Okay.
It's
yeah, I thought it was strictly the dollar. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It's a dollar deposit for the $23.95. But no problem. I was able to go ahead and get you canceled. Your cancel is effective immediately. You won't receive any more charge or anything else. I have your cancellation number for you to write down when you're ready.
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, it's going to be 490-5167.
I'm sorry, was that 490-5167?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. Have a great day.
Okay. Thanks so much for calling us support. You enjoy a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.